Thank you for calling back. My name is George with Restorify. How can I help you?
Hi, this Hello. Is Mark Creighton. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear Hello? You, Mark.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Yeah, so, good. Yeah, I wanted to see if I was eligible for this Restorify.
Sure, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you. May I please have your email so I can send you the information? And in 1 to 2 days, we'll send you an email informing you if you pass the pre-screening.
Okay.
So now, before I continue, are you aware what an expungement is for your DWI?
Not totally.
Okay.
It takes a lot of records explain. Or something?
Yes, sir. For quality control, this call is being recorded. My name is George with Restorify, and the reason for our previous call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. An expungement is a way to make your DWI unavailable to the public, and we offer a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work. Not only is it a self-paced process, but it comes with a fraction of the cost of the traditional route. So let me walk you through the process. It's very straightforward. Today, I'm going to help you create an account, and like I mentioned earlier, in 1 to 2 days, we'll send you an email informing you if you passed the pre-screening or not.
Okay.
Okay. May I please have your email?
Graphics2000@yahoo.com. GRAFFICX2000@yahoo.com.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
2/24/1959.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
I thought I spoke to you a couple, almost a week ago, and you gave me that same information
yes.
or something, and then
I remember the email. That you gave me?
Yeah.
I'm just looking for it. I know I have it here somewhere. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, you haven't received any type of replies from Kim?
No. Let me see what this one says here.
Okay.
This one is like the first one I got in the very first place. And it just says, check your eligibility here.
Okay. Have you checked it?
Let's see.
If you don't know how, I can help you with that. That's no problem.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm on the app right now.
Okay.
So then,
is it asking you for a password? Or just log in with your... Okay, go ahead and do that.
It says check your eligibility. I don't think I ever created an account. So that's what I should do first, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can't remember. I don't think I did this before, but I might have.
Yes, because I am checking right now, and... most likely it's gonna tell me that your email already exists. Just give me 1 second here. There it is, okay. It's graphics, but this is what I have. I have graphics, G as in golf. R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha, F as in Frank, S as in Frank, I as in India, C as in Charlie, X as in X-ray, 2000@yahoo.com. That's what I have. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I just got a thing that says
So when I plugged in create your account, it says this already exists. So
yes.
I got to go back, right? And I got to go to sign, let's see, create your account, get screened. Start screening now?
Yes. And remember, the pre-screening is 100% free and completely private.
Well, it brought me back to that create your account. I'm thinking a vicious loop.
Just one moment.
Should I close that and open it again or something?
Yeah, you can try that. Or I can do it from right here. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, here's a login thing.
Okay.
I'll go to login. Let's see. It says login, email address, password. So let's try it again.
Oh, let me know when you're done.
This. Okay. I just hit login. It says you didn't pass our screening this time.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, Mark, do you still have the device installed in your vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. That's the reason why, because you're still on that program. Now, once you're done with the program, we'll be able to help you with that, and you will qualify. But the reason why you didn't qualify, it's because you are on Interlock.
Right. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Keep our webpage available. So when you're done with the program with Interlock, you can log back in, and it should let you do it again, and the pre-screening should come back good.
Can I ask you a question? You probably don't know the exact number, but could you give me like a price range or how much this would cost?
Oh, yeah, sure. Our service is only $99 per DWI.
Oh.
And we also have a payment plan for easy payments with no interest. It's
so
like
how many
paying
can
out.
I take out?
If you have 5 DWIs, you can do 5.
Yeah.
But each one's going to cost $99. Yes.
Wow. That would be so wonderful. I got 4 of them. And it would be worth it to do that.
Yes.
Oh,
if you don't mind me asking, Mark, how long ago did you get the first DWI? Has it been more than 5 years or less?
Oh, yeah. The first, I got 2 of them. I was going through a rough patch in my life and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And they were probably around the year 2000, I think. I can't remember.
Hmm.
It was either that or before. Let me think now. Might have been like in the 90s to 2000, you know. So the first two. The first two were like, first one was like about 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And then I had 2 close to each other. And then I had this last one about 1 year and about 10 months ago. Or 1.5 years ago or something.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, are they all felonies or misdemeanors? Do you know?
I really don't know.
Okay, because
how can you
to be honest with you, in the state of Minnesota, if you have a DWI felony, that you won't be able to expunge that. But if you have a misdemeanor DWI, that is doable.
What constitutes, what's the difference between a misdemeanor and a felony?
Well, like, a felony,
is it the amount of alcohol you blow?
No, it's, with all due respect, it's the crime. Felonies are, you know, they're higher than, you know, misdemeanor. Misdemeanor is kind of like,
yes,
you know, a little slap on the wrist, you know, okay, don't do it again, you know. But felonies,
yeah,
they're just a little more harsh.
See, I think they were like gross misdemeanors or something. Does that sound possible?
Yes, we should be able to do that for you. But once you finish the program, and this is good because once you finish the program, you know, it's going to look good in front of the judge, you know, the judge's eyes. Anybody that finishes,
yeah,
any type of this program, it's good. It's good. And,
yeah,
you know, he should be able to help you more. I mean, you know, if you finish a program, I mean, they,
yeah,
have to help you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, because, you know, there was no property damage in any of the instances, and there was nothing. I think the highest was like 1.6 or 1.4, and, or, you know, 0.16 or 0.14. I wasn't, you know, really whacked. And this last one was 0.081, I think. The fourth,
okay,
one. But it was
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know if they look at, you know, the level of alcohol, but we,
yeah,
have four, so, and we were not able to expunge those four. It's either because, you know, you still have the device on your vehicle, or maybe they might be felony spit. Do you remember what the judge said? I mean, did he say they were all,
yeah,
felonies,
it was like,
or?
I think they were all like gross misdemeanors. And it was like, you know, because it wasn't very, you know, there was no big scene or nothing. And it was just like maybe like two times the limit or something, you know. And just, you know, like running a red light or speeding or turning without a signal or something, you know. And then there was nothing else involved, you know. So I think, and they were pretty lenient on me. They weren't very hard, and I'm kind of thinking they were all kind of like gross misdemeanors, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
But the one I got last time was like in July of last, let's see, July of last year. I've had, or no, it's, God, I've had this thing on, it's my Intoxilock comes off in December 24th of next year, in 25. So in 22, I got to put on, so yeah, it was like in July of 22, I had one, and that was like 0.08 to 0.01 or something, you know, really low, and they were really easy on me, kind of, except I had to, because that was my fourth one, I had to have this Intoxilock for 3 years. And then that one was like 2 years ago, and the one before that was like 12 years ago, you know, it was like over 10 years to like 10 to 12 years, over 10, somewhere around 12 years, was my third one. So my fourth one was like a year and a half ago, and then the one before that was like 10, you know, like 12 years ago, and then I had two previous of that go back, you know, 15, 20 years or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess,
what I have...
After I get this device... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say what I have read, and I know that in the state of Minnesota, after 10 years, it automatically gets expunged from your record. So the ones that you just mentioned, the 12 and 10, those you should not have. They should not be there anymore. They should be gone.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, that's, you know, I thought that, and when I went to court, it was, you know, the lawyer, she said that he or she, I can't remember who, but
was it a public attorney or did you pay a lawyer?
I paid the lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember now. Oh, my God. Oh, no, the last one was a public defender. The one before that was a private attorney. The third one was private, and the last one was a public defender. And the other two were also, so I had three public defenders and then one lawyer. And then, when I went to court, they said that in the state of Minnesota, they go back. So like the judge says, as far as the court's concerned, it's like, this is, they don't show up on your record. But then when you go to, so then when I got out of court, I had this system put on my car, and then I went to court. And I says, what about the Intoxo Act? And the judge says, I don't care about that. He says, you don't need it for anything court related. So I took it off, and then I go to get my license, and I go to the license bureau, and they go like, these things don't come off or something. But I've never tried an expungement or something, but they went back over 20 years. At least, to get all four, I think they went 27 to 30 years to get all four of them. Mm-hmm. And she goes, they just stay with you. And then you get this letter B on your card, and then you're screwed,
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Did you just do interlock, or did you have to go to AA meetings also?
I did everything. I went to AA. All right. Yeah, I had a outpatient rehabilitation thing that was once a week for like 3 hours at a time for like 4 weeks. And then I was on probation and stuff, and it was like no same or similar for like a year or something, or 3 years or something. I think it was 1 year. But then I got that in tax lock, and I've been, oh, my God, it just seems like it's a corrupt system. Have to pay $100 a month, and then on top of that, I have to pay another $27.99 for having it calibrated every 2 months. And then when I get it calibrated, Intoxilock charges me $3 and some cents to put that
is
in.
Is that daily
record
or?
Huh?
Is that daily what they charge, Interlock, or just something different?
No, they charge me two payments of like $48.51 every 2 weeks, so it's like $99 a month. And then in addition to that, every 2 months, I have to go get it calibrated. So when I get it calibrated, I have to bring it to the shop that put it in, and they charge me $27.99 every time. And every time they charge me $27.99, then Intoxilox charges me $3.29, for each time I get it calibrated for the service fee or something. But I haven't missed any payments. I've been square, But I guess
that's
we won't really know enough until I get out of. Once I get it off of there, then I'm sure you guys will contact me again or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I'll contact you. No problem at all. But do you still drink or you?
But I'll remember. Yeah, December 24th of 2025, it comes off. So
okay.
I'll get a hold of you guys then.
I'll be more than happy to help you. That'll be no problem at all.
Okay.
But, just one question. Do you still drink, or you're done with alcohol?
I'm done with it.
That's good. That's good. I'm just asking because I talk to people every day, and it's a bad habit. I mean, beer tastes good, but it's a bad habit. It does too many bad things to the body and the mind. You know, it's just, that's good that you drink more.
Yeah.
That's very good. Okay. Well, yes. Yeah, so, once you're done with the program, just feel free to give us a call or I'll call you and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes. You too. Is there anything else that I can help you with today, Mark?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. You have yourself a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.